So, how's your reflection on that for a moment?
Oh, I have no idea at the moment. That's very, very new, everything. A lot of new words as well.
Yes. Well, I recorded it for you so you can listen back to it a couple of times, and
perfect.
It's just like a baby learning a new language.
Yes.
The baby doesn't try to understand. It's like when you try to eat soup, you don't chew it. And it's like you don't try to swallow a river or you take a bath in it. So in the same way, what I just told you, when you listen back to it again and again, like a baby who doesn't speak a language, doesn't know a language, something in you will adopt it, become part of you, you'll become part of it, and you will discover that in you a knowledge forms which connects to the information, but connects to your information.
Mm-hmm.
So just by listening to it again and again, the baby will learn the language and will learn the culture. And by listening to the story again and again, you will get that understanding of how is the universe formed and how do we interact with it. And then in other talks, we can go into how this story of the creation of the universe then connects up to your story of how your body is part of the universe, and how in your body the cells are actually able to direct a quantum leap. They can actually intentionally reverse this charge of one quantum. That's what we call freedom of choice. That took me a couple of years to find out. But so at that level, you can see that the cells are able to flip a quantum, which in the Tetralonic pictures, they can turn this triangle over from one side to the other. And in a different way, you can say that the cell is a vortex, and it can sort of turn from a vortex which goes into its opposite to a vortex which does not go into its opposite. Just as you can have the vortex which is formed by pulling the plug on the bathtub is the same kind of vortex, but different from the vortex that comes from one river running into another. The one river runs faster than the others, the other runs slower than the other, so between them is like when you rub the hands, any sand between it will roll off into strings. And at the deeper level of the water, the string will be thinner, at the surface of the water, the string will be thicker, and that's how out of two rivers meeting up with each other, a vortex is formed. But it doesn't have a sink point at the bottom, it has a reflection point at the bottom. The vortex principle is still the same, but there are two types of vortex, one with an end and without one without an end, and the cells are actually making use of that. They are like those vortices. They are a vortex in motion, and by dividing they multiply the vortex that they are, but also by being a vortex they are able to work from the material to the molecular, to the atomic, to the subatomic, and they can flip a quantum. Operate freedom of choice. So the story of Tetralonics and the story of vortex physics is very well connected. And in a later story we can connect up how in the cells we use that.
Okay.
If you try to sort of describe what you heard, just what you felt,
I felt that you explained how the universe is made up, and Big Bang, and that it's not really a big bang.
Precisely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I said, it all starts with a notion. And
yeah.
Then by diving into the river, more often you learn to swim. The baby, by hearing people speak it, will learn a language. And by having a maintained curiosity, you will acquire wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's unavoidable.
Yeah. I never believed the God creation version. I didn't really believe the science Big Bang version, but that was, you know, closer than the God version. This explains it more. But I still don't understand, so yeah.
No, but you don't have to understand. There's a recording of it now. You can listen to it again and again. And the website Tetrionics has 6 books in which all of this is shown in pictures.
Oh, cool.
Because Tetrionics, it doesn't use equations.
Mm-hmm.
It uses geometries. And likewise in the website of Tetrionics Science of Life, there are the interviews.
Oh.
I'll type them in.
I write them down as well. Well, thank you for another very interesting story. And I cannot wait to re-listen to that one. That will be my tomorrow plans when I travel for the whole day.
Do you have time for a bit more today?
I really don't. I wish I did, but I need to do a lot of things to prepare for tomorrow.
Because then the next time I think I better tell you about the Dogon.
Okay.
Because the Dogon, let me just briefly spell out what they did. The Dogon say that they had visitors from Sirius come to them. And the visitors from Sirius described how the universe is created, how matter is created, how the molecules of life are created, and how societies are created. That knowledge of the Dogon traveled from Egypt to Sumer, and then traveled on to Greece and Rome. But every next step, it was diluted and understanding was lost. And the intriguing part is that the story of the Dogon has been described by Laird Scranton, and he is a software recoder. And as a software recoder, he needed to describe things from one computer language into another, but often you cannot translate it. It's like you go from one language to another, but the other language doesn't have the words for it, or you cannot formulate a sentence like that. So how can you then do that? It's a difference between translation and interpretation. You will know when you go from Swedish to English or to another language that at sometimes you just don't have the words for it. They don't exist. So you need to formulate the same quality or intent or feeling in a different way. And so he had been trained in that manner. And when he ran into the text of the anthropologist who had studied the Dogon, He discovered that they actually had something which is as close to string theory as you could have been 40,000 years ago. Possibly they were way ahead of that. So then maybe that's good to do that next time, unless you want to talk about something else. Because that story of the Dogon, which actually connects up also to the way that the Fabius family in Rome created the New Testament, according to Joseph Atwill. They used a method of encoding knowledge. So the Dogon used public knowledge, like the folk songs and the storytelling, the myth of the culture, but also secret or sacred knowledge of the priests who knew how to interpret it, to know what they were talking about. And so that understanding also is quite helpful to get rid of this whole God story and how God actually is the principle of to generate, to operate and destroy, G-O-D. So the Dogon story also gets rid of the, say, the God pollution. So you can actually come back to understand that you know you are a creator in creation. Your cells are able to work with freedom of choice because they can work at the quantum level. And actually they do that by using this dynamic of G-O-D, generator, operate, destroy. But that principle of generator, operate, destroyer, you need to integrate. And that is the principle of creating and eliminating boundaries. But that's what the vortex does. And then we have to link directly back to your question, what is this vortex thing about? Why do all cultures know it? But specifically, how do we use it?
Super interesting. I cannot wait to hear the story.
Well, I don't know, should we round it off here, or do you have some things that you want to reflect on first before we evaluate what just happened?
No, I think this is a good point to round off.
Okay, so yeah, you had a question and I told some stories. So what worked well for you and what would you have preferred to have differently?
This question is always so difficult to answer. I don't know. I think I need to just re-listen and re-listen again.
Yeah, the knowledge will build itself in you.
Yeah.
These are things you cannot know of. You have no connection points to. But a baby is never born with a book in their brain. The baby's born with the capacity to learn.
Yeah.
So as long as you trust that and don't interfere with it by thinking that you should know it or thinking that you should understand it, that's just a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
But if, just like stories, you just listen to it and see what happens within you, then via dreams and via associations within you, something will arise which perfectly matches what you already know.
Okay.
I will organize what you know in the way that connects up to you. And will form your image of your understanding of what it is all about. And the essence of it all is that it is not about the knowledge that you have that you can navigate the reality that we're in, but it's about the capacity to go way beyond that knowledge to see that that knowledge is actually deceptive, and you need to operate at a much deeper level. Which is basically where you feel that you are now. In Zen they call it Satori, the level where you don't have thoughts because basically everything connects up to everything else, and you don't have a bias in your involvement, and thus you don't have the attachments of which Buddhists describe that that's where all the pain and suffering comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can just work with things as they are, and that'll develop itself. It's also the basis of healing.
Yeah.
And consciousness.
Amazing. Thank you.
Do you have a reflection for me on the way that I told the story?
No, just to me it's a lot of new words and a lot of new ways of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, it's I like how you explain the same thing in multiple ways so that I pick up more every time you explain it in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So that works really well.
Okay. And thank you for just realizing that you don't need to understand it. Because sometimes there are people who try to drink the river, and that's not how it works. You just step into it and take a bath and then...
Yeah. Exactly.
It's also some people then feel swept away, and then they still need to discover that if you're swept away by the river, at the end you find yourself back to where you started anyhow. So.
Yeah, that's a bit how I feel. That yes, it's a lot, but I cannot understand everything at once anyway, so mm-hmm. Let's just take it one step at a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other reflections at this moment? Things that I should need to know to present this better to you?
No, but I think we will, depending on how much more I understand of the different words when I re-listen, I'll probably have more questions on some of those
at
a later point.
Yeah. Or they might answer themselves.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Now come to the final question: is does this what I just did connect up that what you were seeking in the contact connection
yes.
that we made today?
Yes.
And then the final question: do you want to continue this, or shall we just end it?
Continue.
Okay then. From my side, it's always good to tell the story. Because in me, it connects things up to everything again. And also, it shows me in telling of the story how compact and connected everything is. And that words are actually not a good vehicle for this kind of stuff. because it's all holograms. But then the story of the vortex shows that it needs to be a hologram. And at some other point, we'll talk about, or I'll talk about, Gabor and Pribram and the brain, and how all of that is a hologram.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Perfect.
Okay, so then I'll just round it off. I'll send you the recordings that I made.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I can pass through Skype. They change it and say that I can only pass 20 megabytes through, but otherwise I'll just put it on a website and tell you where to find it.
Okay.
Okay, Sandra, thank you for inviting me to tell the story.
Oh, thank you for telling it.
I'll let you know. First, I'll convert them so that you can easily take them along.
Yeah.
And then I'll drop them in Skype or let you know where you can find them.
Amazing. Thank you. And for next week, well, you can see however you have the time if we can meet up in the city. That would be nice.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Have a good trip. Until next.
You're not traveling, but I am.
Bye-bye.
Bye.